Welcome to A Resurrected Life, Daily Reflections for Lent. Today is Sunday, week 4 of Lent. Our reading comes from the Gospel of John and is titled, Building on History. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him."
To know what the Gospels are, we need to understand what the writers, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, were trying to achieve. As people trained in the Western education system, our first instinct may be to engage with what we read in the four Gospels as an attempt to record history. This approach becomes quickly confusing as important questions present themselves. For example, if Jesus and Nicodemus had this conversation in private, who was there recording it? And even if a scribe was handy to take it all down, why is this important conversation missing from Matthew, Mark, and Luke? It does not make sense unless our underlying assumptions are wrong. Developing our understanding of what the Gospels exist to do needs to be attended to. Unless we resolve it, we are endangering of missing the significance of what we are reading, while failing to open ourselves to what the Holy Spirit seeks to communicate to us. Before the scientific revolution, historians arguably had a different purpose when recording events. The emphasis was more on conveying the significance of those events than on providing an accurate depiction. Their primary question was not what happened, instead it was, what is the significance of what happened for us and for those who come after us? John's version of the Good News is arguably the paramount example of where the writer or community of writers under John's leadership takes an actual event from the life and ministry of Jesus and then provides a divinely inspired interpretation of that event. He does it beautifully in a way that is unique to the gospel account that bears his name.
Putting the word into practice.
In his rendition of the conversation between Nicodemus and Jesus, John reflects on the suffering and death of Jesus and offers us his understanding of what that central event in the Christian story means. He teaches us that it is a redemptive event with significant implications for each of us. He sees it as having been foreshadowed in the Old Testament, hence the Exodus reference to the healing of the people from snake bite inflicted as a result of infidelity, and as having eternal consequences, that the world might be saved through him. What is the significance of this text for us? Nicodemus comes to Jesus in the night and brings his questions and needs to him. We are to do likewise. Letting ourselves encounter God in Jesus is the first step towards holiness and redemption. Jesus started his ministry by calling us all to repentance. Repentance is grounded in a desire to let God shine light into the darkness of our history and our hearts.
Let us pray. Jesus, write your wisdom on my heart and empower me to live the joy of the gospel in our world. Amen.